Good morning, students. Welcome to Chapter 3, Population Composition. In this chapter, we are going to discuss about sex composition, age structure, age sex pyramid, rural-urban composition, literacy, and occupational structure. First, in population composition, we are going to discuss about the ratio between men and women. So in the topic sex composition, first we are going to discuss what is sex ratio. Sex ratio is the ratio between the number of women and men in the population. In some countries like America, the sex ratio is expressed in terms of number of males per 1,000 females. Number of males per 1,000 females and is calculated by the formula male population divided by female population into 1,000. Male population divided by female population into 1,000, or the number of males per 1,000 females. In India, the sex ratio is calculated in terms of number of females per 1,000 males. So the formula is female population divided by male population into 1,000. Female population divided by male population into 1,000, or the number of females per 1,000 males. The sex ratio is an important information about the status of women in a country. In regions where gender discrimination is very prominent, the sex ratio is found unfavorable to women. So in some countries, the sex ratio is unfavorable to women. There are four reasons. Number one, is due to female feticide. Number two, due to female infanticide. Number three, due to domestic violence against women. And number four, low socioeconomic status of women. As a result, in those countries, the number of women are less in comparison to men. In some countries, the number of women is more, that does not mean that the women are in a better status in those countries. It can also be that the men have migrated to other places for employment. As a result, in those places, the number of females are more. On an average, the world population reflects a sex ratio of 102 male per 100 female. So in the whole world, most of the countries, the male are more than the female. The highest sex ratio in the world is found in Latvia. There are 85 male per 100 female. Whereas in Qatar, there are 311 male per 100 female. The sex ratio is favorable for females in 139 countries of the world and unfavorable in 72 countries. Asia has low sex ratio. Countries like China, India, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, in all these countries, they have low sex ratio. That is, the number of females are less in comparison to males. On the other hand, a greater part of Europe, like countries like Latvia, Lithuania, Armenia, Belarus, Russia, Ukraine, Estonia, in these countries, the female population is very large. This shows that the better status of women in these countries. And mostly, the males are migrating to some other parts of the world. The next topic under population composition is age structure. Age structure represents the number of people of different age groups. Basically, there are three age groups. One is young, next is adult, and third one is old. Till the age of 15, we call it as young age group. Then after 15, till the age of 59, we call it adult group. Or in some countries, it is till the age of 65. Then above 60, or in some countries above 65, that is called old age group. So in a population where the age group is 15 to 59, that is, we call it as working population. That is very good for a country. But some countries where the population is above 60 years, that is old population is more, aging population, that group require more expenditure on health care. And similarly, in some countries where the population is more in the age group 0 to 15, that is the young age group. So in those group, more money is required for the education of the children. And that shows that in those countries, the birth rate is more and the population is very youthful population. What is age-sex pyramid? Age-sex structure of a population refers to the number of females and males in different age group. The number of females and males in different age groups. The shape of the population pyramid reflects the characteristic of the population. There are three types of age-sex pyramid. First one is expanding population. Second one is constant population. Third one is declining population. So first one, that is expanding population. That means the population is increasing. So in this pyramid, we will see that in the lower age group, that is 0 to 4, 5 to 9, 10 to 14, in this low age group, we will find it is wide. That shows that the birth rate is very high in these countries. Expanding population pyramid depict population that have a larger percentage of people in the younger age group. That is in between 0 to 15. Population with this shape usually have high fertility rate and lower life expectancy. The countries like Nigeria, Bangladesh, Mexico, all these countries have expanding population. The shape of the pyramid is triangular. It is wide at the base and at the top it is tapering. And it is mostly found in the less developed countries. In less developed countries, they show expanding population. The second type of age-sex pyramid is constant population. Constant. So neither the population is increasing, neither it is decreasing. So here birth rate and death rate almost it is equal. The shape of the pyramid is like a bell. It is bell shape and tapers towards the top. Country like Australia, they are having constant population. Death rate and birth rate almost the same. The third type of age-sex pyramid is declining population. That means in these countries, the population is decreasing. This type of pyramid, we will find that the base is very narrow. That is, the birth rate is very less. Low birth rate. And at the top, it tapers. So both birth rate and death rate are low. The population growth in developed countries are almost zero. That is, birth rate and death rate both are same. Or in some country it is negative. That is, negative means the birth rate is less than death rate. Country like Japan, they come under declining population. So the first way we are dividing the population composition, that is on the basis of sex, that is male and female. Second one is on the basis of age group, young, adult, old. Third one, we are going to divide the population, that is rural-urban composition. Rural-urban composition. That is the division of population. We are going to divide the population into rural and urban. Rural means those who are living in village. Urban means those who are living in cities and towns. So the population is divided into two parts, rural and urban, on the basis of the size, on the basis of the occupation of the settlement. So the rural population consists of small size settlement and they are scattered along the countryside. Whereas the urban population lives in large size settlement. That is, the urban population means those who are living in towns and cities. Second difference is rural population means where the people are mostly engaged in primary activities. Agriculture, mining, fishing, forestry, animal husbandry. Whereas urban area means majority of the people, working population, they are engaged in non-primary activity. That is secondary activity. Factories, industries, or tertiary sector, that is service sector. In Western countries, male outnumber female in rural areas and females outnumber the male in urban areas. But in countries like Nepal, Pakistan, India, the case is opposite. Now, the excess of female in urban areas of USA, Canada and Europe, this is due to the result of influx of female from rural areas to urban areas to avail the vast job opportunities. There are a lot of jobs for female in urban areas. And in countries like USA or Canada or Europe, in these countries, the farming is highly mechanized. So to run the machines, mostly the males are required in the rural areas. Whereas sex ratio in Asian urban areas remain male dominated, because mostly males are migrating to urban areas in countries in the continent of Asia. Now, in Asian countries, why the number of females are less in urban areas? There are some reasons. First reason is shortage of housing. Second reason is in the urban area, the cost of living is very high. Number third reason is in Asian countries, there is lack of job opportunity for females. Fourth reason is there is lack of security for women in the cities. As a result, in urban areas, the percentage of women is less in Asian country. Whereas in European countries, in urban areas, the female are more. Next topic is literacy. So proportion of literate population of a country is an indicator of its socio-economic development. So literacy, from literacy we can find the standard of living, what is the social status of female, what is the availability of educational facilities, we can understand the policies of government. So in India, the literacy rate denotes the percentage of people who are above the age of 7 years, who can read, who can write, who have the ability to do arithmetic calculations with understanding. Therefore, the proportion of literate population of a country is an indicator of the socio-economic development, as it reveals the standard of living, social status of the female, availability of educational facilities and policies of government. The last topic of this chapter is occupational structure. Occupational structure, that is the working population. Working population means from the age of 16 to 59. Then once people reach the age of 60, they retire from their job. So the working population takes place in various occupations. Some people are working in agriculture, forestry, fishing. These are all primary activity. Some people are working in manufacturing industry, that is secondary. Some people are working in transport, services, communication. These are all service sector. Or some people are working in unclassified services. So as I told you, agriculture, forestry, fishing and mining, these are classified as primary activity. Manufacturing sector, that we call it as secondary activity. Transport, communication and other services, we consider it as tertiaries. Then those people who are related with research and developing ideas, they come under quaternary activity. So the proportion of working population engaged in this fourth sector is a good indicator of the level of economic development of a nation. We can find out what is the economic development of a nation by finding the proportion of people working in different sectors, in these different four sectors: primary sector, secondary sector, tertiary sector, quaternary sector. In developed countries, we will find more and more people are working in secondary sector. That is, they are working in industries, or they are involved in tertiary sector, that is service sector or quaternary sector. If the economy is in primitive stage, that means they are working in primary activity, agriculture, forestry, fishing, mining, then we will call those type of countries as underdeveloped countries. So by seeing the occupation structure, we can tell what type of country, what is the economic development of a nation. With this, I come to the end of this chapter, population composition. So some important things which you have to read from this chapter. First is the definition of sex ratio. Second, what is age structure? Then the three types of age sex pyramid, expanding, constant, declining population. So this is a very small chapter, and with this I come to the end of this chapter. Thank you, students.